Hello, everybody, and thank you so much for joining me here again today. My name is Cody Beyer, Program Manager on the Visual Studio for Mac team here at Microsoft. Today, we're going to talk about key bindings and shortcuts within Visual Studio for Mac and how you can edit these to make the IDE you feel truly like your own. Let's dive right in. To edit the key bindings, I'm going to click on Visual Studio, Preferences, and navigate straight to the key binding section. There are two things to point out here. The first is that we have some built-in key binding schemes that may match the way that you want to work. This includes Visual Studio Windows and Visual Studio Code. By clicking on these, your key bindings are changed to match the IDE which you picked. You also have the ability to set a custom key binding map that matches your needs specifically. The next thing to point out is this search box right here. Here you can search for any setting within Visual Studio for Mac and bind a key to it. For example, if I want to set a key binding for Go to implementation, I must type in implementation, and I see right here, Go to implementation. Currently, there are no key bindings set for this feature. So all I have to do is mouse over to the Edit Binding section, and I can create a binding for Go to implementation. Let's choose Option Shift I. By setting this key binding and clicking Apply, I can now go to implementation with my keyboard. But let's say we want to edit an existing key binding. Again, I'm going to clear the search box, and I'm going to say, let's edit Find Reference Usages. Again, I'm going to navigate to Edit Binding, delete what's there, and set the new binding. Let's say I want it to be Control Shift Command J. There we go. Control Shift Command J, a very memorizable command set for find references. By clicking Apply, that is now set within the IDE. You might notice that under Find References, there is a yellow shortcut. What does this mean? Well, by clicking Find References, we see that this combination is already used for update frames from constraints. What I can do here then is edit the reference to make sure that it is unique. Again, let's say Shift Control Option Command E. And now, by clicking Apply, that is now a unique binding. Furthermore, if you're adding a binding that's already in use, so let's say that I want to add Command D, I'll get a warning saying the binding is already in use when I add it. And you can see that both Go to Declaration and Find References are marked yellow. If you hover over the yellow binding, you also see that you get a helpful tooltip telling you which other binding you're in duplication of. Today, we learned about how to set custom key bindings in Visual Studio for Mac, including setting your own specific bindings and searching for existing bindings within the IDE. If you'd like to learn more about Visual Studio for Mac, please check out aka.ms/vsmacdocs or join us for the next video in our series. Thank you very much.